This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Texas has joined the unenviable group of states where more than 35% of the population is obese. Rhea Farberman is with the group Trust for America's Health.
Texas is now one of 16 states that's above 35%, your first year in that category.
The new CDC numbers out this week show that there are more obese women in Texas than men, and it suggests that COVID played a role in the growing obesity trend nationwide. More than 42% of adults reported that they gained weight during the pandemic. In Texas, only 55% of people 12 and older are fully vaccinated, according to the Texas DSHS. That's below the national average of 60%. Dr. Mark Casanova with the Dallas County Medical Society says many of those holding out are doing so due to misinformation.
The threat to fertility, incorporation in one's DNA, all sorts of other things that are really not helping matters, nor are based in reality or truth.
He says it's important for physicians to listen to their patients' concerns and not shame or browbeat anyone. Casanova says the reason some are choosing to get the vaccine now is that they see what the Delta variant is doing to the unvaccinated. The Paris ISD board met in emergency session Wednesday to discuss the temporary restraining order against the district over its mask mandate. The district issued a public statement following the meeting expressing its disheartenment with the Attorney General's office for filing a lawsuit in 6th District Court in Lamar County and providing the district no notice before the hearing. The school district claims the temporary restraining order denied the Paris ISD its constitutional right to defend itself. The complete statement is on our website. Honey Grove ISD was named in the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit filed in Fannin County District Court. The school district has been requiring masks to be worn in school for the past 2 weeks. Superintendent Todd Morrison confirmed that starting Monday, September 20th, the district will give students the option of wearing masks when they come to school. Bond has been set at $250,000 for a Sulphur Springs man arrested by Sulphur Springs police on a warrant for aggravated sexual assault of a child under the age of 14. 44-year-old Cesar Emilio Andino is being held in the Hopkins County Jail on the first-degree felony charge. A registered East Texas sex offender is behind bars again, accused of multiple sex crimes against children. Authorities arrested 42-year-old Brent Lee Smith of Malakoff in Henderson County. Smith was wanted on warrants out of Van Zandt County. Kaufman County deputies were dispatched to a domestic disturbance inside a home, and when they arrived, they found a 52-year-old woman who had been fatally shot. The victim's 80-year-old mother was arrested and charged with murder. No names have been released. The shooting is still under investigation. No word on what led up to it. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.